June 6, 1903, Jesus teaches her how she must behave in the state of abandonment and of sufferings. After going through bitter days of privations and of sufferings, this morning I found myself outside of myself with baby Jesus in my arms. As soon as I saw him, I said, "Ah, dear Jesus, how could you leave me alone? At least teach me how I must behave in this state of abandonment and of sufferings." And he, "My daughter, offer everything you suffer in your arms, in your legs and in your heart together with the sufferings of my members by reciting 5 glory bees, and offer it to divine justice to satisfy for the works, the steps and the bad desires of the hearts which creatures commit continuously. Unite it, then, to my sufferings caused by the thorns and to those of my shoulders, with the recitation of 3 glory bees, and offer it for the satisfaction of the 3 powers of man, which are so disfigured that I can no longer recognize my image in them. And try to keep your will always united to me and in continuous attitude of loving me. Let your memory be the bell that rings continuously within you, and reminds you of what I have done and suffered for you, and of how many graces I have given to your soul, so as to thank me and be grateful to me, since gratitude is the key that opens the divine treasures. Let your intellect think of nothing, and occupy itself with nothing but God. If you do this, I will find again my image in you, and I will take the satisfaction which I cannot receive from the other creatures. And you must do this continuously, because if the offense is continuous, continuous must be the satisfaction." Then I added, "Ah, Lord, how bad I have made myself, I have become even greedy." And he, "My daughter, do not fear, when a soul does everything for me, everything she takes, even refreshments themselves, I receive as if she were refreshing my suffering body. And those who give them to her I consider as if they were giving them to me. So much so, that if they did not give them, I would feel pain. But in order for you to remove any doubt, every time they give you some refreshment and you feel the necessity to take it, you will not only do it for me, but will add, 'Lord, I intend to refresh your suffering body within mine.'" While saying this, little by little he withdrew into my interior, and I could no longer see him and talk to him. I felt such pain, that because of the sorrow I would have torn myself to pieces to be able to find him again. So I began to tear the part of my interior in which he had enclosed himself. And so I found him, and with highest sorrow I said, "Ah, Lord, how can you leave me? Are you perhaps not my life, such that without you, not only the soul, but also the body is completely shattered and cannot bear the intensity of the pain of your privation? So much so, that it seems to me that I am going to die right here and now. My only and sole comfort, death." But as I was saying this, Jesus blessed me and withdrew into my interior again. He disappeared, and I found myself inside myself.